Father, we thank you for your grace that has made us to see another week. We appreciate your blessings in the week that ended yesterday, your protection, your provision, your deliverances, your healings, your favor, and your mercies. We are grateful unto you. Dear Lord, not by our power or mind, it's by your grace and your mercies that we are not consumed. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for the services of last week and the blessings. We appreciate you, dear Father. Master Jesus, you have given us this honor again to be in your house today. Lord, understand the week with you in this way of your blessing. Thank you for bringing us this morning. Thank you for the blessings in the Sunday school. Thank you for special numbers, testimonies, and everything that you have done for us. We are grateful to you. Lord Jesus, very soon we'll have the privilege again, Lord, to sit and listen to your word. This is the way you have ordained to make us ready for your coming. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray that none of us will fall into the group of unbelievers. May none of us fall into the group of make-believers. May we all be believers, Lord. Let none of us be an escort in this message. May we not be an onlooker. Lord, may we not just form any type of crowd, but may we be your joys, Heavenly Father. Let your word work upon us. Let it deliver us. Let it set us free. Let us make us ready for your coming. When you come for your joys, may we not be left behind. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, O God, for your healing hands on the sick and the afflicted. We ask to perfect the health of everyone. Thank you for our pastor. We pray, Lord, that you perfect his health and strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous Father. As we are asking for your blessings here, everywhere the saints are gathered in like manner, we are also asking for your blessings for them. May you bless them likewise, Father. Be with your servants, be their strength, give them unction of your spirit, that they might speak as your oracle. Thank you, eternal Father. At the end of this morning's service, may we have recourse to give glory and honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ.
Reach out and touch the Lord
as he passes by.
A Papa Evangelist will be coming to use the message to steer us up.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes.
Our fund is not too big.
Our fund is not too big.
Oh, Let's have a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, for this grand privilege you are giving unto us as a portion of the body of Christ upon the face of the earth. Thank you very much for sparing our lives to see the light of this day. We never want the least of your mercy and your grace upon our lives. It just please you, Heavenly Father, that this sovereign grace is given unto us by the sovereign one. Thank you very much, O Lord, for your saving power, your keeping power, your protecting power, your delivering power. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for the blessings in the past week and journey mercies you granted to as many of us as traveled. We glorify your name. Despite the situation of things in the country, thank you for making a way for your people to come to church this morning. Thank you for making a way for your people to buy fuel in their cars and for transport, through public transport, make a way for your people. You are worthy to be praised. Blessed be your wonderful name for not allowing the enemy to keep any of us away at home. Oh Lord, our God, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, O Lord, for these blessings in the Sunday school once again. We thank you for the vessels used. We appreciate you. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you help us to digest this in our heart, that will not be forgetful hearers of your word. Father God, it has pleased you that it falls my lot again this morning to stand before this audience that I purchased with thy precious blood on the cross of Calvary. Lord, may you help me. Father God, as I stand in for your servant who needed more rest, I pray, O Lord our God, that you will take away all every force of attention from man. May all attention, O Lord our God, be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone, O Lord our God, finished it for us all on the cross of Calvary. For in his name we have gathered. Take me out of the way as a man, O Lord, and take me beyond myself. Pass through me and make me a channel of blessing unto your people. Thank you for our pastor one more time. We appreciate you for our prayers on his behalf and his wife. We pray, O Lord, our God, that very soon you will restore him back to his post of duty. Father God, no matter how much the enemy is raging, we know you are in control of situational things. Thank you for your servant that is still taking rest, who always standing for the pastor in his absence. Be you going to be his strength, O Lord. Be you be his quickening power, Lord. Have your way, Father. Be with our brother back there in Bakata in this day. Glorify your name, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Help me, O Lord. Dear Father, hide me under the cross. Have your way, Lord. I take authority over every foul, wicked, religious demon, evil spirit of resentment of the word of the living God. I come against you. I bind you and I cast you away from this environment. Pack your bag and baggages and leave this environment. Take over our being, O Lord. Take over our thoughts, O Lord. Take over our hearts, O Lord. Have your way, Father. From the oldest of us to the least of us, may we be partakers of the blessing this morning. Thank you, our Master. Honor and glory be thine. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Before we sit down, let's sing in 43. Or before we read the scriptures, rather. In 43.
Oh,
God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church this morning. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say again for my prayer last Wednesday, my Thanksgiving request. Thank you for your prayers for me when I went to worry the upper week for the burial of the old mama that went for a burial. I thank God very much for your prayers. It's a wonderful thing. We had a ceremony under a tent, and when they found out our son was coming, they created some space for to be able to move so that I can be able to stand under the tent. But I could not afford it at all. I have to preach right in the sun all throughout. It was the grace of the Almighty God. Praise be to God. So we want to turn the Bibles to the book of Numbers chapter 19. Numbers chapter 19. I wait for those who are still turning to their Bibles. Numbers chapter 19. Are we all there? All right. Verses from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the Lord, which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never come yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times. Verse 9. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place, and shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. May the Lord bless his word this morning to our heart. Shall please be seated. God bless you. Amen. As we sit quietly, the title of our sermon this morning is The Water of Separation. The Water of Separation, which is 55:01-21. The Water of Separation. Omi Iyasoto. Praise the Lord. As we are getting more interpreters for the Yoruba listeners, I want to urge us, please, let us always remember them in our prayers. Personally, in our homes also, because it's part of the something if they misinterpret anything to the Yoruba listeners, whatever they tell them, that's what they're going to take. So, I believe they should convert our prayers too, as we pray for the ministers and pray for the officers. And pray for everyone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let us always remember the interpreters too. God bless you. The water of separation. Paragraph 7, please. Now, in the Old Testament, was all in types and figures. All that happened in the Old Testament is a shadow or types or figures of what happened in the New Testament. Praise the Lord. And whatever ceremony, whatever sacrifices Whether you talk of the ashes of ever here we read, the blood of goats, the blood of bulls, ram, lamb, and turtle dove, and whatever pigeon, everything was speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the water of separation was made so that it will purify or separate the clean from the unclean. Praise the Lord. And which was a beautiful time of Christ. Amen. And now, to get this water of separation, death had to constitute the separation or the water of separation. Praise the Lord. Death has to constitute the water of separation. Let's just follow. Now, if you notice that you have to have death before you can have life. Life only comes by death. And without death, there is no life. Amen. I was wondering to the legions of the world that will not even as much as kill a gnat. Even to kill an ant is a religion in India. Or a flea. One of the notable religions of India, they let a boy from one of the clan take the other brother's finger with a pocket knife. And the reason they wouldn't let a doctor do it, because the doctor will sterilize the knife and it will kill a germ, which might be some of their relations. You see the devil. How can an ant or a germ be a relation to a human being? That is serious. People are in darkness. But we thank the Almighty God for the message of the hour that has brought us out of all these things. Now, how could anyone like that ever receive a blood sacrifice? See, it is just planning and it is not of God. We can only be redeemed by life through death. Amen. And death is the only thing that will bring redemption. Glory be to God. Death is the only thing that brings redemption. You've got to have the antidote. Now, antidote is a substance that, you know, that kills the effect of a poison. Am I right? Listen. You've had the old expression, the air from the back of the door is good for the bite. Well, Brother Moses, are you there, sir? Please, can you just give an expression of this? The air from the back of the door is good for the bite. From the dog's bite, now, I don't know. How is that? I should throw it open. I should repeat. Pardon? Listen, the air from the back of the dog is good for the bite. Is that my brother? Even from the expression that my brother gave me, he said, when he looked, maybe Google or something of that nature, that I believe maybe the air from the back. If a dog bites somebody, and then you took the air and you pull out the air from the back of the dog, you put it on the, you know, upon the place that is beating, maybe it will bring healing. I don't know. God help us. You always say you've got to have the antidote. We are talking about, you know, that death is the only thing that will bring redemption. Are you there? Now, sin brought death. Is that right? All right. Listen now. Well, that's right, because it is part of the door. So the same thing applies. If sin came by death, it will take death to counteract sin.
We need to picture Calvary this morning again. Because it was at Calvary, sin question was settled once for all. It is what happened in the Garden of Eden that brought us to the condition we are today. Human being universally. It's a serious thing. But we thank the Lord. But the Bible made us to know in the sermon on Friday, though he did what he did, I mean she did, by falling for serpent. He said, but thank God, Jesus Christ made it up for us on the cross of Calvary. It's a wonderful thing. Calvary is a reality. God help us. And so, everything, even life itself, comes by death. Physical life comes by death. It's coming to something. Remember that the prophet uses physical things to tie spiritual. Praise the Lord. Did you know that? That physical life comes by death. How does it come? The first thing we do, we find out that the food that we eat goes into the blood. Blood becomes our life. Praise the Lord. Some time ago, I was talking to a doctor, and I said, doctor, is it true that whenever I eat a meal, I renew my life? He said, correctly. I said, because the food that I eat turns into blood cells, and blood cells renew, and the life is in the blood, and it makes new life. He said, that's right. I said, well, then, why is it when I was 16 years old, and I eat the kind of food I eat now, every time I eat, I got stronger and bigger all the time. Well, you see some of our boys, sometimes when I look at them, I'm not supposed to be there. It has grown past his height now. It's past my mom, papa. A boy of yesterday. Oh, sure. When you look at a Shehu Ayojo, he don't grow past papa. He don't grow biabia. Oh, yes. And like that here. May God help us. We are coming. And now, I eat the same kind of food and get older and weaker all the time. If I renew my life, that is a good one for scientific research, isn't it? Why? More life I put in now, the bigger I will get, more life I put in, the stronger I will get, but now, I put the same kind of life in school and getting weaker and older all the time is because God has said that my days will just be so many. And that is the reason when I pass about 22 or 25, every human being, you start dropping back down. Death sets in. No matter how much life you put in it, it is still death in the body. But you have to have a life in the body to live. But the blood cell will not be effective upon the time of your age. It will not. No matter how much you eat or what you do, God has said, and that is it. When the picture comes up to the place where God wants it, he said, all right, there it is. So death starts taking you down no matter what you do or how much cosmetics you put on. You are just getting old, sister. So it's no more how much you try to beautify this body. You are dying anyhow. That's all. You are just getting old. And that is the same way with you, brother. Just getting old. Amen. He's bringing something down for us. But the grave will not come just the same. Because God has said it was going to be that way. And it is going to be that way. And one day, it is going to catch up with you. That's right. And when it does, it is going to take you out of this life. But that is all it can do to you. In the resurrection, anything that death did to you will not be allowed at the resurrection. That is the most important thing. That should be what we should seek for daily. That is what we should be planning for. That is what settled it for us. That is the best, I mean, the blessed assurance. That is the blessed hope for a Christian. Listen, just what life gives to you, God grew you up to a young, strong man and woman. Then death comes in and taking you out. And all death gives to you, withering you down, it will never have no effect in the resurrection. Because you only resurrect to what you are at perfection. Where God had you, that is the wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. But now, notice, all the time that when you are producing life in here, keeping you alive, something has to die constantly to keep you alive. Did you know that? When you say, what about it? The steak you eat tonight, or let me say this, this is morning time. The bread you ate this morning, the wheat died, or the corn died, or whatever they made the bread with. Because we have wheat bread, we have corn bread. Is that right? The corn died, the wheat died. And you eat what has, you know, what is there so that you can be alive. The Obey is coming. Is that right? The fish you eat, the fish had to die for it. Is that right? The meat is the same thing. The cow died. Is that right? Yes. The cake you eat, or the spinal, the spinal had to die. See what I mean? The potato has to die. Something has to die. And you eat the dead remains of something to make you alive. True. Thank God for the prophet. It makes blood cells rather. And you are constantly eating something dead to keep you alive. Life, physical, can only come out of death. And the spiritual can only come out of death. See, Christ had to die and had to make us all alive. Quicken us, is that right? So, no matter what church you belong to, or how many times you've shaken hands with the preacher, how many names you got on the book, or how many churches you belong to, it doesn't mean that. You have to snap his finger. You've got to absolutely accept the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's more than just being a church member. It's not that just maybe having your name, you know, in a church register. May God help us. It's more than jumping from one church to another. The best thing for you is stay with Christ. Because no church can save you. Are you following me? Alright? You've got to die to. Yeah. And not only that, but you've got to die yourself. You've got to die to every thought of the flesh so that you can receive the mind of Christ and walk from henceforth. And the moment made us to know the mind of Christ is the Holy Ghost. The mind of Christ. You die to your own thinking. I die to my own thinking. Then we have the mind of Christ in us. Which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost in every man, in every woman, in our soul. Then it changes you from inside out. That is the new birth. That's what the Bible called this. No, in other words, regeneration. It is no more you that is alive. It is no more me that's alive. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that live. The life that I now live presently, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. May God help us. Oh, God, help me, I pray. Praise the Lord. Not of your own, but of his mind, the mind of Christ in you. That is the only way you can stay alive. Oh my. Hallelujah. That is the only way I can see alive. That is all I live by, is by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God help us. This scripture is there for us. We read it in the Bible. We hear it quoted times without number from the message of Yahweh. Each time we are preaching. Man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus said so. When the enemy, after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the Holy Ghost directed him to the desert to be tempted by the tempter. Now the Bible said, Satan knew the weakness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. And that is hunger. Are you there? That is hunger. And he came to him with his unbelief. Said, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone be turned to bread. He could have done it. But he will not succumb himself to the devil. But be the one, he gave Satan the war. Amen. Those three major answers, as it came to our Lord Jesus Christ, it will come to you, it will come to me, because Satan is no respecter of persons. Now the Bible said, he was tempted by his appetite. And he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Jesus has to quote the word of God back to Satan. Quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. God suffer you to go hungry, that he might test you, that God might make you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that goes forth out of the mouth of God. Are you following me? So the same thing, Satan came and tempted our Lord Jesus Christ in those three major aspects. One after the other, one after the other, just bouncing our Lord, pounding our Lord like that. But each time Satan comes, he gives the devil back the world. And it's okay. Because as a physical man has to live by bread, so does the spiritual man have to live by the Holy Spirit. Before the physical man can eat bread, we have to die. You see what I've just said? Or barley, or corn, or ever what the bread was made out of, it has to die. And because the spiritual man can live, Jesus Christ had to die to eat. If the man could live by Christ, so that makes it perfect. Amen. Remember, when Jesus, our God, was here in the body of flesh, when he encountered those religious leaders or religious people in his day, after he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000, and they were filled to the full, and then they were looking for him. Himself and his disciples, they have gone to the other side of the river, and they were looking for him. When they found him, they said, Master, where have you been? Jesus knew their mind. He knew their thought. He said, long for the meat that perishes. Are you there? Labor not for the meat that perishes, but for that which will give you eternal life. And they were arguing with him. He said, what sign can you show that you are truly the Messiah? Human being. May God help us. Let us go to John chapter 6. It is good for us to read that one this morning. A son of John chapter 6. Jesus gave them some strong statements from that scripture. John chapter 6. Let's follow it from verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him as God the Father see. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe? And believe thee, what dost thou work? Our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. We are going to see, as time goes on, that Jesus told them that your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they are all dead. It wasn't even Moses that gave the fathers the bread. Let's follow up. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said he unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast away. Let's come down a little. Verse 41. Then the Jews. Then murmur that him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? And how is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Alright? Let's come down. Verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But Abraham taught us that. That is eternal separation from God. They will never see God again because of their unbelief. Are you there? This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Let us stop there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus said, I give my life, my flesh, to the people of the world. Praise the Lord. Now we are talking here, physical things, type is spiritual. Jesus, without his death, no man will be saved. Is that right? All right. Listen now. Okay. So he now said, Jesus Christ had to die to eat if the man could live by Christ. So that makes it perfect. Now, the separation. Christ was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. You believe it? Notice always, he was the Lamb slain. Figuratively, God will be taking this will be taken this week many times, where God made a figure speaking of Calvary. So this time, God bringing his children out of the chaos of darkness of Egypt, he brought them out of the to take them to the promised land. And on the road, he was making preparations for everything that they had need of. When they had need of something, God had a preparation for it. I want to say this morning, there is nothing we need in this Christian journey that has not been made ready for us. So we thank the Lord Almighty. There is no need for us to be running here, running there, looking for help where there is no help. Where our help coming from the message of the hour. Our spiritual help, our physical. Look, we don't need to be looking for any other thing. Oh, mercy. You see, people will leave the word of God, even so-called ministers, they will leave the word of God, they will be looking, they will be seeking for help, where there is no help, seeking for, going to people, they call them spiritualists or whatever it is, denomination, so-called prophets, whatever it is, which is contrary to the word of God, and they will come and scatter their homes. We need to stay with the word of living God. Our prophet admonished us in the last sermon we preached 2 Sundays ago. He said, stay with the blueprint. This is the only thing that prepares us and make us ready for the homegoing. And this, interpret this. Without this, without the message of Yahweh, you can never understand the Bible. That's why everything that we bring up today, brothers and sisters, as we had in the morning concerning marriage, all that you have need of, remember that the prophet said, for you young ones, there is a preparation going on. As it happened to the children of Israel, when God brought them out of the chaos and darkness of Egypt, we are not in the chaos and darkness of spiritual Egypt. Because we have made us to know that Egypt tied the war. And while we are in this war, there is chaos, there is darkness. And everything God has made ready for us, whatever we have need of, come to the message of the hour. Young boys and girls, just as I was admonishing the children this morning, my grandchildren, that Brother Bam said, under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. We will keep on quoting it all, because it is for you and me. I said, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, the people talk about future. Baba said there's no future but the coming of the Lord. I said, whether when you finish your secondary school and then you go to university, make sure you don't follow bad company. Oh yeah, don't follow bad company. If you know that this fellow is not following Christ, but Baba said, do away with it. All that we have done is being made ready for us. Preparation is going on. So we don't have anything to suffer about at all. Young boys and girls, teenagers, may God help you. Let nothing distract you away from Malachi 4 message. That is why today the bride is not in darkness. And we are not following cunningly devised fable of man. And the bride knows where she is standing today. Let come, let go, watch me. As Moses brought them out from the chaos and darkness of Egypt, God has done Malachi 4 for you and me to bring us out from the spiritual chaos and darkness of this present time. You have no excuse at all. Nobody has an excuse. May God help. And also, I want to say this. Always, like the prophet we ask the children in the sermon our brother was quoting. Is in comfort. You know the prophet children listen. The prophet asked the children. He was talking to young ones who are just graduated, maybe from high school to go to college. Just a house meeting. He asked children. He said, boys and girls, do you always thank the Lord for giving you these godly fathers and godly mothers? I want to ask you, children, this morning, do you always thank God for your papa, for your mama? When the world is so dark today, in your community, listen very well, church, in your community, where you are staying, I want you to know that you are blessed children. Because there are children like you, they don't have two heads. You have one head, they have one head. And yet, their parents are ungodly. Because they don't know Christ. They don't know God. They are only religious. When they pray and they pray, they will curse this one, they will curse that one, they will abuse, they will even cut their children. But your mama and your papa have never cursed you one day. But if you are here, if you are here as a mother and you open your mouth to say anything negative to your son, your daughter, something is wrong somewhere with you. So, what am I saying, children? You should always be thankful unto God. Listen. But the man says, after you have been taught right, and you know the right thing to do concerning marriage, but the man says, if you go out anyhow and marry, you are going to have trouble down the road. We will keep on saying it. You may say they don't get married. They don't grow old. That's not your concern. But you that are coming up, we must tell you what the word of God says. Because it is the duty of the minister to tell you what the word of God says through the prophet of the hour. Brothers and sisters, listen. Let me admonish you as our brother was begging you on Wednesday. I'm begging you again this morning. This university students, for Christ's sake, don't marry through Facebook. It is a dangerous thing to marry through Facebook. It's a dangerous thing, though. That may be hard. You can be quiet at me. It is good for you to be quiet. But let the Holy Ghost sink this thing down into your heart. Because you have yourself to blame. Oh, God, have mercy upon me. The reason why we have spiritual challenges among couples today, the Holy Ghost is not there. Like I said the other day, what good is mystery that you have been taught where you come from without Christ? What good is mystery? It's no good. As listen to me for Christ's sake. Jesus in a family. It is peace every day. It is joy every day. It is happiness every day. For Satan in a family, it is fighting every day. It is trouble every day. It is fusing every day. Oh, merciful God. May God help us. The reason why you think that, you know, you will take something and hit your wife, it is because the Holy Ghost is not there. It is because the Holy Ghost. Look, who tells you that you cannot live a peaceful life? Who tells you cannot live a happy married life? Husband with Christ, or father with Christ, mother with Christ, children with Christ, parents with children, have one correct family. Let us amend our ways. It's what I will say. Let us amend our ways. It is because you have not allowed the water of separation to separate you from your unbelief. Are you following me? We are talking here about the water of separation. The water of separation we are coming to is Jesus Christ our Lord. Because the water of separation is the war. Oh, merciful God. When you follow the word, you see, the woman says, when you come, henceforth, you die completely to your own mind. You die completely to your own thought. And the woman said, if you are not fit to die, you are not fit to live. God help us. Hallelujah. All right. We are still on part of 11 there, paragraph 11. Last evening, we are speaking about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And now, seeing that they were coming out, God made a water of separation. And that water speaks of Christ and the separation water. Now, we will watch how it was made. Oh, it is striking to watch every face of God's word move straight to Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, we have laws and bylaws and things that people had to do by the works of the law to be saved. But God wound everything in the Old Testament right up and put it in Calvary. that the believer now only has one thing to do, look to Calvary and be born again. That is all it is. Just so simple. Look to Calvary and be born again. That is why me, I don't believe in human persuasion to be baptized in water. I don't believe in it. Individual must come to conviction. Because Balaba made us to know, he said, you cannot come to this lamb. Now, the Bible tells us that in the Old Testament, the worshiper brought the lamb for sacrifice. But the man said, now you cannot come to this lamb except God draws you to this lamb. This land that was laid before the foundation of the world and put every man's name that were written there that cannot be erased. Are you following me? Those are the ones God drew to Christ. He said, all that the Father has given to me will come. And then I come to me, I will in no wise cast out. And no man, verse 44 of the scripture we read in John chapter 6 says, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, hope you not say, I'm adding to the word of God, can come to me, except my Father will send me, draw him. But the man said, when you come to Christ, he said, you must confess your sin correctly. In that sermon, he put correctly. He said, then God will not transfer the light that is in Christ into you, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Correct, genuine repentance. Hallelujah. That is why you guys in your tertiary institutions will not be flirting with boys. I don't care how handsome you are with their beard. I don't care how social the person may be. If you have Christ in you, oh my, you are secure. Oh yes, no boy will entice you. God have mercy. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, remember, the Holy Spirit will not make you to live contrary to the word of God. Because it is the Holy Spirit that wrote the word of God. We are speaking on water of separation this morning. You will not sell your beauty to the devil. You will not use your beauty to glorify Satan, but you use your beauty to glorify God. It is because you have not yet come to the water of separation. God help us. Oh yes. So simple. Hallelujah. When my shadow was coming to me, when my shadow and I meet, my shadow is no more. But I took the place of my shadow. And that is the way the law was. And the Old Testament was the shadow of the New Testament and was fulfilled. Grace and law met at Calvary. And law was fulfilled and grace come into existence. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on. I don't want to say anything ahead. Now God telling Moses and Aaron, as he was the prophet and priest. Moses the prophet, Aaron the priest. He said, now, I want you to go out and get a heifer, a young heifer, which is all one color, one complete color, red. Red, we always think, the red is danger to human beings. Red does signifies danger or a life or so forth. But red in the scripture signifies redemption through the blood. Amen. Harlot Rahab, when she put the scarlet streak down, and all through the Bible is a scarlet streak. Redemption comes through red, through the shedding of the blood. And without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. And how that God said, go get this heifer that is all that is red all over. Not one spot or anything else, but perfectly red. For God looked through red. And you know what color red is. Looking through red, red through red makes white. Try it one time. Red through red produces white. I don't know how many have tried that before. I've not tried it. But the problem is that you try it. When you look red, true red, what is going to give to you is not red, it's white. We are coming. Try it, okay? So when God looks through the blood of Jesus Christ, so we who are scarlet red with sin and covered by the blood, he sees us white as snow. Oh, what a joy. Though your sins be red and like crimson, they shall be white like snow. Oh, this one is colored. It's like this paper here. There are some red that here, white, except the embroidery they do on their something. This is plain white now. Raman says, when God looks through the blood of Jesus at you and me, sinners, spotted with sin, he doesn't see you again. He doesn't see me. He only sees Christ. It's a wonderful thing. That is what Calvary has done for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God looking through the blood, he doesn't see you no more as a sinner. He sees you redeemed. We are coming, you know. Amen, he said. You are redeemed because he always sees you through Christ. That is the reason we can be perfect. No, not perfect in the sense of sinless. We are perfect in the eyes of God when we are in Christ. That is the reason he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Paul in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, trying to explain the law, having a shadow of things, of good things to come. Listen now, not the very, let us read it. Hebrews chapter 10. It's a wonderful scripture. Hebrews chapter 10. We are only reminding ourselves this morning of that Hebrews chapter 10. Listen. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never make those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged. Once means once. Oh, do justice have for more show. Oh God, should have had no more conscience of sin. Baba, interpret that conscience there means desire. No more desire for sin. Glory to God. Because why? The worshiper then, if he committed adultery, or he steal, or he lie, or he fornicate, whatever it is, he brings a goat, or whatever it is, lay his hand upon it. Are you following me? We are talking message. We are talking Bible. Lay his hand upon it. Confess his sin upon that animal. Then, right in his presence, the priest now take knife and slaughter the throat. Life is in the blood. And when the life is going, when the blood is going out, the animal begins to sleep and like that. Life was going out. This worshiper, he knows that this animal has taken its place. With the same conscience, he leaves that same spot and go and do the same thing he did before. Because why? The animal life is no higher than that of the human being. That's why it will only cover sin there. It will only cover. This is the sin. Now this is the blood of the animal. The sin is still there. Are you there? The blood of the animal only covers it. It was only speaking of the perfect Lamb of God that was called in prefigure, which is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was laid before the foundation of the world. He went away with that same conscience to still go and do the same thing. Hallelujah. Because the animal land is not greater than, it's not higher than that of human being. But it was only speaking of Christ. You don't think that we talk too much about this thing. It is the word of God and it is in this sermon this morning. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. Not the very image of the thing that, no, things could never make the command to perfect. Because God was looking through animal bone. But now, He looks through the blood of His Son. Perfection comes by Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, be ye perfect. Even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So, the animal that time for sacrifice could not make the command therefore perfect. Speaking of the very Lamb of God that was to come. Listen. Now, I'm not perfect in your sight. You may not be perfect in my sight. But what about in God's sight? There is where it lays. And if you are born again into the body of Christ, then God looks upon you as a perfect, as Christ was perfect himself. Amen. Listen, though. This perfection comes by being born again. Because why? Today, Brother Man made us to know, the worshiper now comes by faith. We don't see Jesus now. Is that right? But by faith, you lay your hands upon the head of Jesus Christ. Oh man. And then you confess your sin wholeheartedly. You feel sorry for your unbelief. You feel sorry for the things you are doing against Jesus. When you do that correctly, by faith, oh man, because God sees the heart. That is the thing. Oh God, have mercy. He sees the heart. See, when you confess yourself, your sin correctly, and you are baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, now God transfer is the life of Jesus Christ into your own life. He now gives you a change from inside out. That's the thing. Bear with me. Amen. Nothing you can do. Hallelujah. It is not by any works you can do at all. It is by grace God has given you this offer. And if you've accepted it in the sight of God, you are perfect. Redeemed, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Without fault, without blemish, without spot. Isn't that marvelous? I used to often wonder, what is the matter with the Christian church? They are so scared of things. Why? You've got nothing to be scared about. The first word nearly Jesus said after the resurrection is fear not. See? Don't fear. Don't get scared. There ain't nothing going to happen. Nothing can happen. Nothing can bother a Christian. Amen. Not even death itself can even touch the Christian. Thank God. That's why a Christian cannot die. Christians doesn't die. Christians just go to sleep for a while. It is a blessed assurance. Because the Bible assures you and me, for those that are slept in Christ, will God bring with him at his second coming. Is that right? So it is the blessed hope of Christianity. It's wonderful. That's why it is the resurrection that seals, you know, our hope of Christian life. May God help us. He that heareth my words and believeth in on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen. Now, this hearing is just not hearing with ordinary ear. It is understanding with your heart. Because people hear, people come every Sunday, they come every Wednesday, they go to different places, they hear the word of God, and they still continue in their own belief. It is more than that. But I say, can you imagine when a drunkard come to church, he hear the word of God, and he still go back to drink, or a prostitute, or a girl that you know that flesh. You see, have your boyfriend, you are still packing. You see, have your girlfriend, you are still packing. You are not believer. You are humble unbeliever. The gospel truly has not passed through your nose. That is what it means. Bear with me. I am what I am by the grace of God. So anything you want to think you are, you can think. Oh yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. We are talking about water of separation. I believe we are repeating this thing because it goes into record. Are you following me? You never work for it at all. So why are we saying, thank God? He said, can you imagine a prostitute? He comes to church, she comes to church, she listens to the word of God, and still continues her prostitution. Somebody said, did you hear what the preachers, did you hear what the preachers say? I heard. You only hear with the ear. Robert said, but you should understand with your heart. He said, you only look with your eyes, but you see with your heart. See means to understand the things of the kingdom. Amen. That's why if you say you believe, you will not be cheating your fellow man. You listen. You be honest in your dealings. Oh God. Because what? In everything we do, there's an unseen eye watching you. We are no minister is. We are no officer is. We are no church member is. We are no papa is. We are no mama is. There's an unseen eye watching. Because God has made us to know, oh goodness, maybe I come ahead. He said, this water of separation is in Ephesians chapter 5 there. Verse 26. Jesus Christ washing us. Who is washing us? Jesus Christ washing us by the washing of the water of the world. Are you following me? He said, when you are washed by the word of the living God, oh my, the desire of the things of the world is dead. No more going to beer parlor. No more going to cinema shows. No more drunkenness. No more smoking. Oh Lord Jesus. Help us. Listen. What are we saying? All right. So that is what it is. Death itself has no reign over a Christian. Christ died in our stead. Yes, amen. Instead of you and I to die and be eternally separated from God and never see God any again, Jesus Christ took your place. He took my place. Hallelujah. That is the settlement of sin question, unbelief, once and for all. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. What a marvelous. What a faith that ought to build up in the people. Something that will be, something that we told him, man, you will never get nothing by being a little jellyfish Christian. No, sir. Did you ever see a jellyfish? Many of us might not know what jellyfish is. So weak. When the sea just wash it to the seashore, he's just there. He cannot move. Robert said, listen. He said, you just hit it, it splatters all over everything. And then a jellyfish, you know what usually is there? The crabs and things along the side of the seashore comes up with his pincher and cuts him in two and takes him down. Because the jellyfish just lays there. Brother, we need some Christians, not jellyfish, but with baboon that will stand. Christians. Holy Ghost free men, Holy Ghost free women, Holy Ghost free boy, Holy Ghost free girl, they have a bow. Remember, brother, let me remind you, the backbone of Satan was broken on that day at Calvary. So therefore, unbelief shall have no dominion over you. Oh, yes, sir. When Satan will tell you to go and do something, oh, goodness, God still speaks. And you still have conscience. But if your conscience is dead, no matter what God speaks to you in your innermost being, you will still go and do your own thing because you've neglected the Holy Spirit voice speaking to your innermost being. That's why the problem is. God be merciful to us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, I don't mean to flip, but stand for your that Christ died for. Certainly, don't push around. Don't have to be. No, sir. We got an inheritance. Amen. And our inheritance belongs to us. It's your privilege to have anything that you inherited through accepting Jesus Christ and dying to yourself. How marvelous. Yes, sir. Satan said, well, I will tell you what I'm going to do. You aren't going to do nothing. Look at that statement, oh. When Satan comes to tell you that, I'm going to kill you prematurely. I'm going to put sickness upon you. I'm going to let this happen to you, let that happen to you. Baba said, you speak back to Satan. No, you aren't going to do nothing. Listen, you cannot shut the mouth of Satan from speaking. But when he speaks, Baba said, talk back to him. Listen, that is the way to talk back to him. Say, I know my position in Christ, and you just might as well get away. I ain't listening to you no more. I got an inheritance. Brother and sister, we have the word of God today as our defense. Are you following me? That is where how we fortify ourselves is behind the word of God. Let the word of God be before you. And you stay behind the word of God. And you see Satan being defeated. Oh yeah, because the word of God defeats Satan. Anywhere, anytime, under any condition. No matter in whichever way Satan comes in, whatever situation, whatever condition, the word of God will defeat Satan. And he's still defeating Satan. And we're going to defeat Satan. Till the last member of the body of Christ comes in and dies no more. Satan is already a defeated foe. Remember, Jesus finished him on the cross of Calvary. The thing is this, Baba said, he said, when the backbone of an animal is broken. When the Bible is broken, he said, Satan became more vicious. He became more dangerous. But whatever it is, his backbone has been broken, it has been broken. So no matter how much he comes to tell, no matter how much he comes to try you, listen, the word of God gives us victory today. You speak back to Satan. I know my position in Christ. And you just might as well get away. I ain't listening to you no more. I got an inheritance. Hallelujah. May God help us, my brother, my sister. We have the word of God today as our heritage. God wants us to stay with us through our prophet. Are you following me? May God help us. The word of God defeats Satan anywhere, anytime, under any circumstances. Oh, yes. And we got a title to it, abstract. Goes all the way back to Calvary. The day of Pentecost, when he said, this promise unto you and to your children, and them that is afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Let me say this. If Satan continues to pound on you and tell you can never receive the Holy Ghost because of this, because of that, tell him the Holy Ghost is for me. Tell him! Listen. On the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached, and the heart of the people are preached, the people ask the question, men and brethren, what shall we do in order to be saved? The answer is, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise unto you Jews, and to your children as you are standing here, and to them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Is that the word? So, if God has not that, you know, say, well, I am born into the message. The message must be born into you. That is the thing. It's not that, no, Papa is, no, a message believer. Mama is a message believer. The message must be born into you. So no matter what is happening now, when if Satan at any time come to tell you that because of this, because of this, because of this, because of this, you can never receive the Holy Ghost. Tell him, I'm going to receive it. Stand your ground. Amen. Church, may God help us. Because why? The promise unto you Jews and to your children Jews, to them that are far off, Gentiles, which you and I we are today, and as many as the Lord our God shall call, both Jews and Gentiles. If God be so gracious, who for new, because of his infinity, and put the name of Cornelius, the first Gentile, even the centurion, oh my, amazing grace. How sweet that sound. He could speak to Cornelius through his angel. Angels still speak today. Though they don't preach the gospel. Send to Joppa. Call for Peter. He will tell you the word of life. And we have had the word of life. If you have had the word of life, and God, why did I yet speak this word? The Holy Ghost fell upon them that had it. Why? Because their heart was so prepared. May God help us. Remember, God answer prayer. No prayer is too big or too small, too great or too little for God to answer. By and by, you may think that God is not answering prayer. Don't worry. Every Wednesday, all those requests, I believe it's by the inspiration of God. What top it all is pray for the Holy Ghost baptism seekers. God answer prayer. Oju e no ma se. When you hear people standing here and testify, look, you may have had any other thing before, but when the real original Holy Ghost comes into a man's life, change him or her completely from inside the Oju Eluma Ashe. Oh, I'm telling you, God will answer prayer. Look, let's keep doing it. Let's keep praying. There, on your own as a person, at your own bedside, individual, as a couple, at your bedside, as we gather here at church, family altar, God still answer prayer. Remember the prophet said, something that will encourage us, we put faith, austere faith in us. That's what we are trying to do. So, the Holy God still gives the Holy Ghost today. As long as God is still calling, God is still giving the Holy Ghost to the soul. So, don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my sister. God bless you. Amen. So, to as many as the Lord God shall call. How many is it for? As many as the Lord God shall call. If the Lord calls you, he gives you an abstract title. Amen. All the way back. And the blood of Jesus Christ is just as good as it would have been shed 10 minutes ago. He said, every believer, it is your profession. You are just here to use your right. That's all. God help us. When you go home tonight, or this afternoon, or this evening, you Christians, respectable people here that is sitting, a big bunch of drums and things and moving, taking over your house. Say, well, what about this? Look here, somebody come and take over your house before you call. This is what the prophet say, follow me. Look here, they say, this is a house, isn't it? The man replying that, it's not a house. And you say yes, well, it is made for human beings, isn't it? You say yes, well, I'm a human being. I have a right to be here. You turn him back. But that don't have, you have no right to be here, to be there. We don't believe in that kind of carry on. Well, he said, I'm not going to get out. There is a law down here that says you will get out. As long as you can prove it, it is your house. Is that right? Satan said, now, I'm going to take you prematurely. I am going to do this. No, you are not. We got a title to this property of ours. Hallelujah. Satan steals your head from you. Tell him, you are a defeated foe. Jesus finished you on the cross of Calvary. By his stripes, I am already healed. Not already, not by I am, but I was. Let us always use that word because it's already a finished work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. And we got an attorney sitting in glory. Amen. With blood sacrifice of his own life. Not only that, but we got an FBI agent. Amen. The Holy Spirit, God's great detective. Glory be to God. Remember that Jesus Christ is our advocate. Between us and the Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, may God help us. Jesus, just leave that blood there and serve that warrant on him. Want the Holy Ghost, put him out. Amen. There you are, it is yours. Whosoever will, let him call. Oh, it is marvelous. Notice in the shedding of the blood. Now he said, I will tell you, you must take this. Now, once the priest didn't bring the blood, the congregation brought the heifer for the murder or for the killing. Now listen, he said, tell the children of Israel to bring you a red heifer. Are you there? The prophet is telling you and me here, from the scripture we read, it was not the priest that brought the heifer. Are you there? It is the congregation that brought the heifer. You are going to see here why he connected our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. And the congregation brought Jesus to Calvary. To Calvary, which was a type. They condemned Jesus and brought him to Calvary that they could slay him. Is that right? And notice, he must be killed in the sight of Eleazar and the company. And Christ was killed in the presence of the high priest Caiaphas and all the company of Israel. Is that right? God help us. And notice, when they died, when the heifer died, the red heifer was killed. Then they took the blood on the fingers of the high priest and walked before the congregation, before the doors of the congregation, and struck it seven times with blood as a public testimony to the public. It was lifted up before a door seven different times that it was struck there, showing it through all the seven different dispensations that the blood of Christ is still a public testimony. First 1,000 years, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. He's talking about seven church ages. So, are you getting me now? We don't have 7,000 years. So follow. When we see him sitting on the throne of David, he will still have the scars on his hands to show that he's the Redeemer. Amen. Notice, he said, after doing that, then the heifer should be born, which was on the brass altar. Speaking of judgment, divine judgment. Then after that, then there was to be made a water of separation. In that was to be put cedar wood, scarlet wood, and hyssop. Speaking of the cross and the hyssop, meaning Christ on the cross. Those three elements was always used when a sacrifice was in the Bible. Back in Exodus, the 14th chapter, I want to say the 12th chapter. And the sixth verse, when God told them, when they were to make the sign of the cross on the door, that the lamb was to be killed just before the going out, and they dipped the blood, this wool, in the hyssop, and they struck it on the lintel of the doorpost, and it was proven that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Put on by hyssop, it's so good. Hyssop is a little brush, like a sage brush. The cedar scarlet was practically like the redwood cedar, which was made into a big timber. But the hyssop was a bunch of sage brush, like called hyssop brush. They dipped it into the charger of blood and throw it over the, like a broom sage or something, and sprinkled it on the place. And it was always included the same way at every sacrifice for the cleansing of sin, for the cleansing of leprosy. What took place? When they got two turtle doves, killed one over an earthen vessel with running water, poured his blood into an earthen vessel. And then the earthly vessel, speaking of Christ's humiliation, Christ humiliating himself, coming down, taking on an earthly vessel, and over the running water, which the water in that place spoke of the Holy Spirit. And one dove was killed, and this was put cedar, scarlet, and hyssop. And the hyssop sprinkle the living bed. Just bear with me. I'm sorry whether I call hyssop or hyssop. Bear with me. The living bed was taken out in a field and torn loose. And when its little wings was fluttering and flying like that, with the blood of his dead mate on it, for a cleansing of leprosy, which is a type of sin, was a type of the church with the blood of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died in your stead, and the blood cried, holy unto the Lord. Amen. The blood sprinkling the ground, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord, a cleansing leprosy. I just learned from some medical research the other day what leprosy is caused from: the wrong diet. That's the thing. When people are eating the wrong spiritual diet, then they have spiritual leprosy. Because physical can't go for the prophet. That is what causes sin. Wrong spiritual diet. You see the reason why we must stay with this blueprint? Never deviate to the right, never deviate. Don't listen to any strange voice. Brother, sister, we believe in the gifts, the nine spiritual gifts. There are some that are manifested. We want to see everything in fullness in our midst. Don't try to manufacture any gifts. If you want to manufacture any gift, keep it to your family. Keep it to yourself. Because if you bring it out, look, which is going on the word of it, you by fire, then you see your folly.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, it will by fire. So, may God help us, brothers. May God help us, sisters. So, any strange spirit you think that you are, you don't need to be ashamed. If it is genuine gold, bring it out to the market. We are not afraid. Are you following me? So don't keep your gift to yourself. Bring it out. Bring it out, I say. I want to repeat. Bring your gift out. Are you there? Oh, yes. So if you're having any strange, if any strange spirit is speaking to you, you either keep it to yourself or to your family alone. You bring it out to this place, we won't welcome it. That is, if it is contrary to the word of God, we will shatter it to pieces. I know you are not happy about that one. That is the truth anyway. Are you following me? Because why? We are not in darkness. God is not the author of confusion. God is a God of reality. We appreciate God. Amen. So we see in every different places today, people are manifesting gifts in margin of error. And the problem made us to know, God does not place gifts above the world. With the full manifestation of the world, the gifts will follow. Simple. That's why we have confidence. We know where we are standing. Nothing can come behind this pulpit here and say rubbish. This happened. My son Joseph was telling me. He said he didn't know where. He said he cannot tell whether the pastor meant the same thing in Ivory Coast. He said there was a young 14-year-old boy manifesting gift anyhow. And the pastor is just worshiping that boy like a god. It's a terrible thing. If he tell the pastor to sit down there, the pastor will sit down there. The tango, he said, when I went there, he said the boy was afraid of me. He said, not me. He was afraid of Jesus. He was afraid of the world. He said, I tried to corner the boy. He said, when I cornered him, I said, sit down, I want to talk with you. He said, I got me an interpreter. He said, before you, I know what is happening. He said, this boy spoke in French language. Not only in French language, so that the other brother will not understand. He spoke in their own local dialect. He said, call me some tickets. Call me some tickets. And the king said, oh, let this boy go. He knew. He said they were manifesting gifts. Million miles away from the real truth. I learned the apostle is gone to glory now. The apostle is gone to glory now. I've forgotten the name of the pastor. He said, he so battered this brother, so pestered this brother. Do this, do this, do this, do this. But thank God, he said, when I was there, he said, there was a change. He said, the people that manifested gifts, they reduced to the shit, to level. We want reality. Are you following me? That's why we have the water of separation. When we have the word of God in our midst, it separates us from all kinds of creeds and dogma, all kinds of flow, all kinds of rotten things, all kinds of errors. That's why people catch witches today, which you never see the prophet did. God be merciful to us. How can a so-called core minister causing church members? God help us. That is not my sermon. May God help us. Yes, so it is wrong spiritual diet that causes spiritual leprosy today. It causes an eating leprosy that only God alone can cure. And that the cure is Malachi 4 message today. Because this interpret this. Notice in them now see eyes for goodness. Alright. Let's move on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Alright, go to 22, please. Go to 22 because of this our time. Now, I want you to notice quickly. Then all these heifers, seed and so forth, was sown in with the red heifer and was born and made a water of separation. That when an unclean person that was defiled had to come and go through the waters of separation, which separated them from their uncleanness and made them holy to enter into the fellowship again with the rest of the congregation. Oh, what a beautiful picture. That separation, the waters of separation, separated the guilty and made them holy and brought them back into fellowship again. That the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness and makes us holy and puts us back into fellowship again with the Father. Beautiful, isn't it? Amen. That's why the prophet made you and I to know today. You cannot have fellowship outside the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's when you receive the Holy Ghost through the blood. May God help us. Notice. Now, what was the water of separation type of? The water of separation was the type of the water, was the type of the word of God. The word. Now, I believe it is over. It is over in Ephesians here at the 5th chapter. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse us. That is the church now. With the washing of the water by the word. See? Washing of the water of separation by the word. And in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And became, you see, the water separation. Amen. And everything that Christ died for and promised in his word is yours as freely as the water runs. For if you have sin, apply the word. It is the water of separation. Now, the water of separation separates you from sin. Remember, the water is the word. And the word of God is the only thing that can separate you from sin. If you are weary, apply the water of the word. If you are sick, apply the water of the word. It separates us from sickness. It separates us from sin. It separates us from weary. It separates us from every attribute that sin produces. Oh, I love it. For he has washed us and cleansed us through the washing of the water by the word and separated us unto himself. Hallelujah. That's why the word church means today, not the four-wall building. No. The word church means called out. Separated people from the world and the things of the world unto Christ and Christ alone. Church, may God give us a revelation of this. And may the Holy Ghost drill this into our heart. Amen. I love it. For he has watched us, okay? A believing people set aside from the world to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might manifest himself to the outside world through the Holy Spirit operating through this inside of the blood cell. Oh, I hope you see it. The blood cell busted at Calvary. Hallelujah. Life was inside the cell, and then it broke the cell. Christ did first, bringing himself into the womb of a virgin and created around himself a cell, a blood cell that multiplied into many cells and brought forth a son, Christ Jesus. And at Calvary, this blood cell was broken by a sinful Roman spear as it pierced him in the heart. Right in the middle of the heart is a little place in a human being that isn't in an animal. Praise the Lord. Bear with me. I jump to 26. What was that separation to do? What did he separate them from? On the account of time, please bear with me. As soon as they received the separation, they were free. And what was Christ separated from? What did he separate us from? The Bible said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace upon him. And with his stripes, we were separated from our diseases, separated from our sins, separated from our worry, separated from our iniquity, and separated us from our sins by the word, which was Christ that was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word became flesh, and the flesh was broken, that the bloodstain was broken loose, that the believer could be brought through the spray of the blood from Calvary. Oh my, glory be to God. That's why when John wrote in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 or 6, he said, for he has washed us with his own blood and has made us priests and kings unto our God. Thank God for the prophet. The interpretation is, he has loosed us. Get that meaning. He has loosed us from our sins. And when you are loosed, you are loosed. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. It's like a bed in the gate. When you turn it loose, it's free. Oh, may God help us, church. That we can be what? We can be priests, and kings unto our God. That is what he has made us to be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And say, what does priests do? They intercede. Is that right? So, we intercede for one another. Oh, God, have mercy upon me this hour. Brothers and sisters, we intercede for one another. That is why we don't have anything in our heart against one another. Please, for Christ, I want to repeat. If you know that somebody has something against you, go to the person. If you are still nursing grudges in your heart against your brother, against your sister, I don't know about that. I don't care how much you raise up your hand when we are worshiping. I don't care how much you stand up, raise up your hand and bless the Lord. I don't care about that. As long as you have grudges and the Bible admonishes you and me, never you have grudges one against another. Never you have malice against one another. We should forgive one another as Christ forgave us. Is that Bible? The reason why you are still behaving the way you are behaving. Even somebody that knows that, oh, this one is escaping me. Like associate pastor said this morning, you owe somebody. You are afraid. When you see him coming like this, you turn the other side. You saw him koro. And when you are phony, you are not phony, you are not even phony. Our pastor, thank God for the pastor. He said, you are not even phony. Where is that the person coming? Hello? Hello? Yeah, mungba. It is because of that sister. Because of that brother. You are trying to avoid me. You are keeping malice. You will die your malice. Be careful, brother. Be careful, sister. Let us have transparent hearts. Brother, sister, let's be careful. Let us have transparent mind towards one another. Could they pay anybody? Why are you having grudges? Why are you having malice? Why are you having bitterness? Why are you having, oh God, enmity, strife. When you are jealous of your brother, when you are jealous of your sister, kill your back. What is he going to pay you? Nothing. The person you are jealous of, the person you envy, they are moving on fine. But you have root of bitterness in you. You know where it will send you to? Devil's head and a sinner's grave. Me, I'm not talking about. Now, Brother Bam said so. So you must be washed by the washing of the water. By the word. It separates us from carnality, from fleshly manifestation, from sinful Adamic fallen nature. If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. No more malice. No more enmity. No more temper. No more, oh goodness me. No more Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. No more. Abi, go see there. No! You know, go there. But the thing that go there, now, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. I mean love, joy, peace, long suffering, having peace with one another. And the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. That is what the water of separation does. So that is what the word of God does. So amen. That's why we don't come to the Lord's Supper to eat as hypocrites. So people that we eat. Me, I don't want to be part of the million that we take the Lord's Supper. I will never smell heaven. No. I don't want to be. Oh, brother, pray. Sister, pray that you will not be one of them. Hallelujah. You are looking at me. I'm not shouting on you. I don't want plenty of me. Let it sink deep. Amen. As long, okay? Let me see. We are still on 27. Down. As long as you have your own thoughts, your own ways, your ways are contrary to God's way. Are you there? Your ways are contrary to God's way. Your thoughts are contrary to God's thoughts. That's what the Bible says. May God help us. And you cannot be right and think your own thoughts. For you've got to die to your own thoughts. You are not fit to live until you are fit to die. Do you know that? Your thoughts, as long as you look at it, you look at it materially, you say, oh well, that can't happen. It is just not reasonable. It is not sensible to even think such a thing. You know, Jesus is today. Is that right? Oh yes. When you teach it, when you tell people the word of God, to have confidence in the word of God, to have faith in the word of God, somebody called, a sister called me office. She was not sure of herself. Whether malaria, whether typhoid, whether whatever it is, she just called me. And then she said, no. She just said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. Say, I'm in the hospital. I'm admitted. I don't know how my tummy is feeling. They said, whether there's pregnancy there or no pregnancy there, and so on and so forth. He said, where I used to bring for my children. Maybe just in a clinic like that. And then, when she narrated all that was happening to her to the woman said, what if you call CLR? Then I asked her, I said, oh, the Bayego. He said, Pastor, you don't believe her. He said, that's the thing now. He said, I just called you to pray for her. I just prayed for her. Said the following day. Said, you should give her this, give her. He said, no, I'm okay. He said, our pastor has prayed for me yesterday. I'm going home. That is the thing. Faith coming by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Listen. Nothing can harm a child of God. But the man told us earlier, he said, nothing can happen to you. Nothing can happen. Nothing. Whatever, anything that anyone wants to bring. Never you cooperate with the devil. Don't you never listen to the suggestions of the devil. Jesus has already finished it for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you must die to your own thinking. I must die to my own thinking. So when you are still on your own thinking, when you are still on your way, then God's way and your own way cannot meet. And when God's way and your own way meet, you must give way to your own thoughts, give way to your own way, let God have his way in your life. Are you there? That's the only way you can be at peace with God, and be at peace yourself, and be at peace with all men. Remember,
Elect does not persecute elect. Praise the Lord. As long as you do that, you will still stay in your own condition. In the same condition, you get to a place where you cannot think your own ways. But God will come into Christ and take his way of thinking. Take his words. Then things begin to shape in different. For you are dead and your life is seen in God through Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, that walks not after the flesh, whatever the flesh says, but walk after the Spirit. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Isn't that marvelous? God separating us from the things of the world. Nothing we could do. We were dead in sin, trespasses, without hope, without God in the world, alienated, cut off, going to a devil's hell and a sinner's grave. And in due season, Christ died for us all, producing and giving us the waters of separation. And God by grace called us through the waters, separated from our sins, oh hallelujah, and brought us unto himself, a peculiar people. You see the qualification there? A peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices. Even the fruit of our lips, our praises unto God, day and night, making melody, singing psalms, singing songs of thanksgiving unto God, whatever situation. Oh my, on your bed, you are making melody unto Jesus. When you are driving your car, even when you are in the public transport, oh my, even when your car, you are waving your hand, people will think that you are waving to them, but you are waving your hand unto Jesus Christ, appreciating our Heavenly Father. It's wonderful. May God bless our soul. Yeah, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks for his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The water of separation. It separates us from the world and the things of the world. And the love of the world and the love of the things of the world. It separates us completely from unbelief. Amen and amen. It makes us to unite our heart with Christ. We are dead. We bring ourselves down. We humiliate ourselves before the word of the living God. And let God take absolute control of our life. May God help you, brother. May God help you, sisters and brothers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me remind you, it is not too much to repeat. Because why? There is power in repetition. We are going to pray here because you see, let us pray. The thing is this, just to remind us, for Christ's sake, if you have something in your heart towards a brother, towards a sister, go to him. Go to her. Is that the word? No. He's supposed to come to me. Because he's the one that offended me. But the pastor may not know that he offended you. She may not know that she offended you. You are the one that knows that somebody offends you. Go to the person. Look, there's no need of coining words. There's no need of no. Oh, goodness me. Listen, church. Be careful of sowing seed of discord. It will not help you. You sow seed of discord because of envy, because of jealousy. I don't want to call you Eve's interpreter. Don't be Eve's interpreter. If you don't understand anything, keep your mouth shut. Ti n te yan so ti o ba ye pa inu emo. Pa inu emo, hold your peace. Close your mouth. Don't cause us confusion in the midst of God's people. Or else God will hold you responsible. I tell you, God will hold you responsible. I will not say more than that. But the thing is this. If you know that somebody offends you, but if I say, he may not know he offends you, she may not know she offends you, you are the one that knows. Sis, the other time you did me this, you did me. Oh, is that right, sis? I'm sorry, I don't know. Oh, please bear with me. First, you settle it there. You move on. Oh, bro, the other time you did this, you did this. Oh, is that? I cannot even remember. Please, I'm sorry. Please bear with me. Forgive me. Papa says, you settle it. Pray for another. You move on. Oh, God. We are not hurting one another. It could be me next to you. It could be you next to you. It could be you next sister. We don't know which one. But let us make ready. Let us pray. The water of separation. It is among church members, in denominations, and all what not, people that does not know God, that keep malice, that keep enmity, that have strife, envy, jealousy, malice, root of bitterness, which the Bible admonish you and me, let no root of bitterness spring up in your heart. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit out of your life, whereby ye are sealed on the day of your redemption. Have you been sealed at all? When you are sealed in, Satan is sealed out. Water or separation. The word of God separates us from sinful and damning fallen nature. Let's think on these things. Old and young, men and women, boys and girls, middle age, teenagers, youth, students, both male and female. How do you live your life? Have you come to the water of separation to separate you from your unbelief, from this worldliness, from flirting, from filthy immoral living? If the word of God does not have any impact upon your life, I tell you, not everybody in this assembly will be like you. The word of God, I tell you, is taking effect in the life of God's children. That's why when the prophet prayed one day, one sermon, he said, oh God, said, let the Holy Spirit take this word and direct it into the appropriate hearts of sons and daughters of God. God is doing it today. Water of separation. Think on these things. So that when you are praying, you now have no condemnation in your heart. And when quarrel to be settled, you not be bitter, brother, you not be bitter, sister. Then something is wrong somewhere. Let's think on this thing this morning. When the associate pastor made me to know, I have to take the service this morning because he wants to have a little more rest. I have to look up to God. As another sermon God was saying in my heart before, I thought I will preach when it comes to my tongue. But I believe that everything happens on appointed time. I cannot query God. We are not just speaking for speaking's sake. Oh, merciful God. I pray that God will open your spiritual eyes. I hope you don't make this a routine. Who knows? One day the prophet preached and preached and preached. And when he was going home, he met an accident on the way. The young boy, whether he was already dead, said, "Oh God, I wish I didn't have anything. Maybe I didn't even get no altar call for this boy. I don't know." Then the thing is, the final thing is between him and his maker. Are you here this afternoon? Already because it's afternoon time. Is there anyone here this afternoon? You want to make your way right before the Almighty God. You know you have not yet come to that water of separation to separate you from the things of this world, from your carnal manifestation. Will you please signify by raising up of your hand before I ask the associate pastor to pray for us? God bless you, brother. Not unto man you are raising up your hand or you are standing up for, but unto Christ, because is it unto him we have gathered. And there are people here that are supposed to raise up their hands and they are not raising up their hands. That's between them and God. But I will ask the assistant pastor to come and pray for each and every one of us and to commit this raise of hands. Just hold your request in your heart. Whatever God has promised in his word is yours, even to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to change your sinful Adamic fallen nature into his own nature. God bless you. Shalom, my brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you for prayer. Sufficient.
Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege that we have while we are still in this mortal body and before the fever cook our brain. We are still in our right senses. Thank you for these things you have put in our body, which are the senses of the body, the hearing ear and the eyes to see. Lord, you are all looking when the prophet was being read to us. And our ears were also hearing when the preachings were going on. Therefore, we will not have any excuse to give that we did not hear. Also, we will not be able to say it is the preacher's idea, because we have seen it read out to us. And we also have the privilege to look at it from the screen. We thank you for the honor and the privilege. Thank you, O God, for those that lifted up their hands, having a request in their hearts, Lord, because they don't want to meet you unprepared. They don't want to meet you, Lord, with any form of condemnation. But they want to be made ready anytime you call for them. Lord, that should be, O God, the condition of every one of us and our requests and desires. Almighty God, you that steer the heart of all men, we commit every request into your hand. Be gracious unto thy people. Lord, cleanse us from every unrighteousness. Cleanse us from every unbelief. Cleanse us from everything of the world. Cleanse us from our own ideas. Cleanse us from our own self, O God. May we find grace in your sight to come down from our high horses and to lay ourselves bare before you. If you can do this for us by coming down from your throne to yield your life, you lay down your glory and you sacrifice yourself as our sin offering. Lord, and you have become our water of purification. Master Jesus, may none of us find it hard to humble ourselves before you so that you can have the preeminence in our life.
as many as desire your spirit this morning stroke afternoon. Lord, while they are asking from a sincere heart, may you be gracious and grant unto them the desires of their heart. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, if there be anyone that have not understood the things that have been spoken, understanding coming from you, revelation coming from you, Lord, we pray that you will open their understanding. You will deliver them, O God, from every blindness of this age. Lord, from every dullness, O God, may they be delivered, their Father. We pray, O Lord God of heaven and earth, that the Holy Spirit himself will circumcise every heart, O God. Let him be King of glory. Master Jesus, when that day shall come, we don't want any of us to cross Jordan alone. We don't want any of us to meet you unprepared. We don't want any of us, Lord, to meet you on the day of judgment to collect a check of damnation. Let it not be, Heavenly Father. Help us, O God of heaven. Our coming to church may not be a formality. Our hearing your word may not be too common to us. May we value every word, O Father. And may your word have its course in our life. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. O God, we pray, Lord, for the one to be baptized this afternoon, that Lord Jesus, as she's been baptized, may your spirit enter into our Father. The rest of our life may be lived by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, your servant that you have gloriously made use of, virtue has left him. May you replenish him back and lift up the honor of his ministry. When that day shall appear, O God, may be there to receive all his reward, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We believe your word has healed the sick. We believe your word has strengthened the weak one. We believe your word has filled with your spirit. We believe your word has set the captives free. We believe it has taken the saints to higher heights. The height you have taken us, may we never diminish, O God. Thank you, Father. The afternoon period that we have as a recess, may you be with us. We will come back in the afternoon for the last service of the day. We look up unto you for greater blessing also. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Let us bow our heads once again to dedicate the new generator. Gracious Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for the provision of this generator. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your hand will be upon it for excellent performance. Oh God, may it serve us very long. Before we discard it, maybe for something better than this, oh God. The pockets where the monies have been taken, may you refill them back, O God. We just ask that your presence will be with it. Lord, the mechanism and whosoever will touch it, O God, give them divine wisdom, Lord. Lord, may you, O God, let there be no mistake that will cause us any harm with the gem. Thank you, eternal Father. Shield it away from thieves and from armed robbers. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. This is the name of Tito that came in after we have done the introduction of the person of Lydia Afolabi. God bless you. Nobody saw you. Nobody saw you. All right, God bless you. You know what? She has been with us before she went for youth service, may it's coming glad in our hearts. Sometimes when we sit down to hear sermons, it's only when it comes to your tongue you will know how far. You know, during the week, one day I had a meeting with somebody late in the night. I couldn't sleep till daybreak. Because the meeting didn't end well. And why it didn't end well was that I asked the person that if this person come and ask you for forgiveness, what will you do about it? The person said, if this person and this person and this person and all these people, and these people come and fall down and ask me, I will never reverse my decision. And I said, the file is closed. The file is closed. I said, but do you know the implication? What? Implication or no implication? That's the decision. That kind of person can never make heaven by simple scripture. Because if you do not forgive those who offend you, neither will your heavenly Father. May the Lord be our help. You know, sometimes we have those things like that, that it drives away sleep. So, those accounts sometimes for ill health, some of the times. At least I have about three like that during this week only that I did. May the Lord be our help. Oh man. God bless you. Immediately we close, there will be a water baptism. I'm sure the water is ready and filled up now. And also by 12:45, we'll be having the convention meeting. And everybody that are involved should please be at the room by 12:44. May the Lord be our help. But next thing, God bless you once again. I hope before that time we can shake hands. You know, we have things we used to discuss. I would like to shake your hand and, if possible, if there's time at all, just find us more updates about our things. God bless you. And Brother Zubuke was trying to greet me last week. I've left the place. I'm available before that time that we can shake hands. You know, Nagata, Mwana Supa. God bless you all. Shall we rise? Hymn number 52. My heart was distressed, near Jehovah's dead front. My heart was distressed, near Jehovah's dead front. My regret.
Walking with the King.